You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 6 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In this season, we're focusing on lessons from the book of Proverbs. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the admonition, "Know well the condition of your flocks." Let's get started. The passage we're going to be looking at is in Proverbs chapter 27, verses 23 through 27. "Know well the condition of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the grass disappears, the new growth is seen, and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in. The lambs will be for your clothing, the goats will bring the price of a field, and there will be goat's milk enough for your food and for the food for of your household and sustenance for your maidens." When I first preached a sermon on this passage, it was several years ago when our country was in the midst of a recession. And during periods like that, there's times of economic uncertainty where people don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what their future holds. And while the economy has in a lot of ways rebounded, this is still something that we need to be aware of and something that we need to be reminded of in this passage. We have a responsibility as children of God to provide for ourselves. 2 Thessalonians 3 and verse 10 says, "If one is not willing to work, then he is not to eat." We have to provide for ourselves and for our families. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, "If one does not provide for his own, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." And also, to do good to others, to give to the church. And so we have to be willing to work hard. We have to be willing to carry out these responsibilities. The previous episode, we talked about the admonition to the sluggard, not to be lazy, not to love sleep as a way to excuse yourself from what you ought to be doing. We need to be willing to work hard. But how can we do this if the economy collapses? How can we do this if we don't live in some place where we have a stable economy? As Christians, we need to first consult the Bible to see what instructions are contained there that would relate to some economic crisis that we may find ourselves in. And in this passage we're going to be looking at is a reminder for us that we, despite challenges that may exist, and there may be difficulties, and it may be hard, but we have a responsibility, and we can carry out that responsibility. So as we think about that passage, the first thing we need to recognize is what the wise man said: "Know well the condition of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds." First thing we need to notice, we have a responsibility. We are responsible for our well-being, knowing well the condition of your flocks, paying attention to your herds, and this includes taking care of our family. The wise man talks about the household and one's maidens. Just as Paul would say in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, that if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So we have a responsibility. Pay attention to these things that are yours. But also in that is a principle of stewardship. Know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds. He's talking about advice to the one who had flocks and herds. What did he have to do? He had to pay attention to them. He had to care for them. He was not to neglect them. The Scriptures teach us that every blessing we have comes from God. Every good thing comes from above, James 1:17 says. Now, we are not all blessed in the same way. Some people have more than we do. Some people have less than we do. But we have to use whatever blessings we have, we have to use them wisely. That was the point of the parable of the talents. If you remember that from Matthew chapter 25, you have three men who received different amounts of money from their master. One received five talents, one two, and another one. Well, those men, they went out and used what they had. Two were commended, and one was condemned. And the reason why the two were commended was not because they had an equal amount or because they gained an equal amount, but because they used wisely what they had. The one that was condemned not because he has had the least, but because he didn't use what he had. He wasn't wise in the use of those blessings that he had been given. We have been greatly blessed by God. It's important for us to know well the condition of our flocks or whatever material possessions we have so that we can use them wisely. The next point from this passage in Proverbs 27 is a reality that we may not want to think about, but the economy can collapse. Riches are not forever. The state of the economy at different times in this country's history worries people. As I said at the beginning, when I first preached this sermon, it was during a time where the economy was in a recession. Well, it's rebounded, but it could go south again and go into a recession or even into a depression. Well, what happens if the economy just completely collapses? What if the dollar becomes worthless? Well, the proverb writer said, riches are not forever. This statement immediately follows the instruction about the responsibility of one's own possession and being a good steward of one's possession. And so, as you see here, that you have the reason why you have that responsibility to know well the condition of your flocks and pay attention to your herds is because riches are not forever. Why should we make sure we take care of ourselves and our own? Because riches are not forever. We need to learn how to provide for ourselves and for our family and those in need without a strong economy around us, if it were to come to that. Well, how would we do that? Well, the same way that man has done it from the beginning. Farming, ranching, hunting for food, producing homemade goods necessary for our household, which can be sold or bartered for other goods that we may need. This is the advice that is found here in this passage in Proverbs, that you have lambs providing clothing by using their wool. The value of goats can be used to purchase a field. Goat's milk can help feed one's family. The shepherd did not need a functioning national economy to survive. He was able to use what he had. He was a good steward of what he had. And because of that, he was able to provide for himself and those things that he didn't have. He could trade for the things that he needed. But the economy can collapse. So know well the condition of your flocks. Pay attention to your herds. But also what is implied in here is that the government can fall. For many people, especially in our society in the United States, the answer to a struggling economy is just more government intervention. Just, well, if the economy is struggling, well, the government needs to do something. Or, you know, people don't have enough to survive, the government needs to do something. That's not God's solution. After reminding us of the temporary nature of riches, the wise man added, nor does a crown endure to all generations. The point is that we should not, if our riches run out, if we're no longer able to buy the things that we need for our survival, don't think that you're always going to be able to go to the government. We don't need to be dependent on the government. Even if our government decides it's going to begin the unsustainable work of propping up a fallen economy, that's only temporary. That's not going to last. We don't know how long our current government system in this country is going to be around. It's endured for over 200 years to this point. Maybe it'll last another 200 years. Maybe it'll last another 2 years. The reality is we don't know. And if we are completely dependent upon the government providing for us, then we may lose our livelihood and there's nothing we can do about it. And so the wise man is saying, not only are riches not forever, sometimes we remind ourselves of that, or in preaching and lessons and things, we remind ourselves, well, riches are uncertain. They can be taken away. But the government is also uncertain. The government could fall. And so the solution to as our backup plan, say, well, if something happens to riches, well, the government can help me out. Maybe, maybe not. And if not, we still have a responsibility to provide for ourselves, for our family, and do those things that God has called us to do. And so then, after painting this bleak picture, riches are not forever, a crown does not endure for all generations, the economy can collapse, the government can fall. But what is always going to remain? What is always going to be there? God's providence is going to remain. What should we do so that we are not reliant upon a stable economy and government? We put our trust in God and in His providence. Now, by providence, I'm not talking about it in the way that a lot of people talk about providence. A lot of people have the idea that of God directly interacting with our lives and causing things to happen and making things come about that wouldn't otherwise come about. And it's almost borderline miraculous or altogether miraculous is the idea that some people have about providence. That's not what I'm talking about. When I talk about providence, what I'm talking about, what God has provided for us in His creation. God, through His wisdom and His mercy and His power, has created a world in which we can survive. We can sustain ourselves if we use the resources in His creation properly, regardless of what the economy does, regardless of what the government does. God told Adam in Genesis 1:29, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you." And then after the flood, God broadened this provision to Noah and his descendants. Genesis 9:3, "Every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant." These plants and animals in a world that was perfectly formed by God are a renewable resource for us that not only provide us with food, but also things like wood, leather, wool, medicines, and things like that. Now, some may live in cities with space limitations. They can't just raise animals or grow many vegetables, but even then, there's still things that can be done. The virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31 is an excellent example of one who is industrious. We're going to talk about the virtuous woman more in a few episodes from now. But she was industrious. She worked hard. It says there in Proverbs 31, it talks about how she works with her hands in delight and making clothes for her household and garments and belts to be sold. In the New Testament, we read of individuals who either made goods or sold goods on behalf of others who had made them. Lydia sold fabrics. Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla made tents. There were also those who were simply called laborers because they were paid a wage for their daily work. The common theme, whether we live in a city or in the country, is that we must work hard and make good use of the resources God has provided in His creation. Paul told the brethren in Thessalonica, "If anyone is not willing to work, then he is not to eat either." But what happens when one is unable to provide for themselves? They're not able to do the work that they need to do. Well, that passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 is not talking about one who does not work, therefore he should not eat, but one who is unwilling to work should not eat. There are going to be times when one, even though he may be willing, is simply unable to work, and God has a plan in place to help those individuals. God's plan doesn't call upon the government to do it, because again, crown does not endure to all generations. The government can fall. God's plan doesn't fail. God directed individuals to help. Let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith, in Galatians 6 and verse 10. Family members are to help their relatives who are in need, as 1 Timothy 5 talks about. In the case of Christians, the local church is able to provide help for needy saints. But you have others who are able to help. Now, as we think about all these things, and I've made some comments about government, and we're going to talk more about what the Proverbs say about government in a future episode. But the question that might come up, is it wrong for someone to derive some benefit from the national economy or from the government? No, it's not wrong to do that. But the point that we need to get from this passage in Proverbs 27, the point that we need to take from it is this. We need to be able to survive with or without them. If the economy stands, great. If it falls, that's bad, but we can survive because of what God has provided. If the government remains stable, great. If the government collapses, there's going to be some challenges, but we can survive because of what God has provided. We still have a responsibility to provide for ourselves and to help others, and God has created a world in which we can do this. And so we need to take advantage of what He's provided. Learn how to use the resources He has given us and be willing to work hard in order to make full use of what we have. So we need to be good stewards. We need to be hard workers and learn to put our trust in God rather than things in this life that are uncertain.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this lesson to be helpful, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. This is not a traditional commentary, but is more of a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs, breaks down the book by topics, and discusses those passages that way. There's a link in the show notes that includes a coupon code that's good for $5 off the price of the book and free shipping. Also, last week, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers. It's called Plain Bible Teaching on Salvation. If you're not on the mailing list, you can still get this PDF by signing up at the website www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. So you can get that along with a couple other free resources by signing up for the newsletter. Next week, we're going to be talking about the wise man's warning about alcohol. Until then, I hope you have a great week.